Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. And it is so good to be back again on this edition. The Cosmic Philosopher, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. My name is Tim Aldred, and author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. Man Never a Sinner. Well, I tell you what. Let's see here. There is... There is the I'll tell you about I am just setting something in order here. All right, let's see. Okay. And I am getting close to settle my thoughts. Settle my thoughts here with and make something happen. So I am coming around to what I am getting to, right? Okay. I'm getting close. Okay. All right. Let's get around to where I am supposed to begin. I do not know if you stand the historic record of humanity, who are the first human being. I don't know if you have gotten into that, but I want to bring about an awareness of this part of history where the record shows where humanity's life began. And if you understand the human beginning and the name or the, yes, the name of the species, the first human beginning. Now, I didn't know about the record of it growing up as a child and grow up into an adult. I did not know. I began to understand how crucial it is for us in the civilized era of mankind, that we who are just born a few decades ago or so, in the AD Anadamani era, it is difficult for us to really have interest in knowing exactly how the beginning of the human race came about. Because there is element of this beginning crucial for us to know, because things have gone very, very bad on this planet as far as the human race is concerned. A lot of things have transpired, and you know, we are not going to understand it, saving that we are able to read the record of it, the historic record of it, because we are not going to know good or bad that happened in the world since humanity came on the planet, unless we read. We have to read a record of it, or else we will be affected by things that are not as crucial, right? So we just live and die. Like, we know we have a lot of cemeteries all over the world where people are buried and gone, and we are here, and we just live and will die at the appointed time.
But what about us knowing things that happened in the past that affect our existence right now as we are living and be affected by what, you know, some of our ancestors did back in time? Now, is it important for us to know or just live affected by things we are not to be affected by until we are dead? Well, I know that many people, big number of people live and die in this AD Anadamani era and don't really know crucial stuff, ultimate stuff that they are to know. Now, our brain is as such that, you know, we were not born and grow into adult without knowing who we are. And where the world of people began and what that beginning was. So whatever we are affected by, without knowing any other effect of way of life, we will just go along with what our beginning in life is and what the normative is for the time that we live. We won't know any difference. My question is do you think it is important for us to know things that affects us and we don't know them, simply because we were not directed to read history like being taught it is imperative, crucial, and, you know, our upbringing, our society is arranged that you are required to know. Do you think we should know things that are affecting us and we don't know? We are not educated about it. Nobody talks about it. Do you think we should know? I know of reasons we ought to know. Whether or not you're not aware, you don't think you're affected, you still need to know. If you're alive at this time, and you're able to hear me talk about it, now you are in a position to drop judgment on yourself. Why shouldn't you know? And what is it going to you if you don't know? Well, pain and suffering and a lot of things bad is happening right now in the world we live, and people have to just go along with the pain and suffering. Now, if you see pain and suffering in the world today, where a lot of people are suffering, and you will hear of war, like they're talking about Ukraine, the Russian man, you know, you see Putin, right? Do you see him? Does he look like a healthy man? And do you think Trump is a healthy man? Do you know of any problem that is in the news that Trump is causing? Do you know he lost the last election? He lost, but now out there raging that he didn't lose, and he's causing a lot of problem, like mainly the government that he participate in. It's a government of his own species, and yet still he doesn't have enough sense to know the kind of stuff that he's doing. He shouldn't be doing that. But guess what? I do not think it would happen in one of the Scandinavian countries. No. But I can see it happening in America. What is the difference there? The difference is America is not one of his European country. They are saying like it is, but it's not true. These people are lunatic. They're sodomite lunatic because they don't have any civilized governmental authority to be in America. Because what have they done to be in America? So I'm gonna tell you something to bolster what I'm saying. White people don't have any governmental authority jurisdiction in the Western world. They belong in Europe, and that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Now, what did they do in America that they don't do in one of their European countries? They don't go and kill each other there. They don't go there and steal from each other. No, they do not do that. But every single day over the last 400 years that they are in America, that's all they do. Every sunshining day, that's what white people do, is steal and kill and suffer the African people and say it's not African people's country. It's theirs. And it's not the only country that they do it to. And why do they do it? They are faggot. I mean, ape origin, human beginning, humans walking upright. They came into evolution, look and behave like apes. And they didn't have a civilized world around them at all. What do they say? They have now make a world, a psychological world of their own in every African country. And they bring all of their homosexual culture with them. Okay? And so what happened to the African people who live in America long, thousands of years before they came along? What become of those people? They no longer have a government to rule over them. And they become beggars, relegated to be beggars. And they don't have a political life of their own because these sodomites come and say, well, of course, they didn't come and take over and carry on the government that is the government of the world, which is kingship. No, that's not what they do. Something happened that we don't know in history. And what we are seeing of the world around us, unfortunately, we don't know the difference of anything else than what is going on now. And if you know of anything that is different, well, not different. Because you would, or you do think that this America is now a democratic country. Since when America become a democratic country? Since when? Did the American people here, before the white people them invade and take over, was there a democratic government then? Was that government democratic? Do you know? If you don't know, well, that supports my argument. And the question that I asked, do you think we should know what happened in history? We are to know that. And why it is very important for us to know? The beginning of humanity on planet Earth is not a civilized one, right? It don't start off with human being looking like us here today, right? And the world record that tells us what they look like and their behavior and how they exist, we don't know it today. We do not know it. Now, if the world is behaving civilized today, we should know everything as possible about the first humans that evolved on the planet. We need to know that. All right? Now, it is in the World History textbook. And world history is a record of the past going way back in time that today we say back there in the BC era or BCE era. All right? Now, what do we know about the first humans? What were they called in the World History textbook? Humanid. That's what they were called. And after 2 million years, they improved a little in their stone tool making, because that's all they were able to do is make stone tools. They don't say any of that knowledge that they increase. They never, there is no report in the history that they aspire to what we call an enterprising society or a culture. They did not aspire to like making money. They did not, and they did not aspire to talking, of which, you know, today, civilized bloodline talks, their ancestors talk, and today, many, many thousands of years later, the offspring still talk. Now, this is since civilized human being came about. But there was no civilization with the first humans who are the species. It's called hominid. Right? They are not primates. Like, the first people, the first humans, are not like Homo sapien species that came later. They, the hominid, were primates. They were primates. right? Chimp looking? Yes. And I was looking at a video today, came out like maybe sometime last year. And they are saying something that is very interesting. They're saying that coverer of like remains of people that lived long ago, the oldest ancestors uncovered, the first human. All right? Now, from what I'm listening, they are saying that current knowledge we have in the World History textbook about the earliest ancestors of human, of human being, the earliest human being, were not, like I said, it doesn't say that they were civilized at all. It says they can only make stone tool and they never talk. They didn't have language, right? And they live on for like, well, the first 2 million years, they never do anything beside what I've just told you. 2 million years went by. Now, do you think they were about to talk? No. Well, if they would evolve to talk, well, they didn't, because the history says that after 2 million years, they went from Africa, where they evolved, and go up into Europe. They go up into Europe. Primarily, that was their spot. And they also spread out into Asia and Eurasia. That's what the record says. They still was only able to make a little better quality stone tools. They still don't talk. You know what I mean? You would think that if they were about to develop and talk, well, it could have happened at any time, right? But it didn't happen. They then, while they were up there, experienced another species, higher species than where they were in the human development. Another species, whereas they were hominid species. Now, a second species in the human development came. So you understand they are the same human family, but this next human species is higher than the hominid species. The hominid, a subgroup called Homo erectus, and it is the Homo erectus development that went into Europe, Asia, and Eurasia. So whilst they were in Europe, they went and rape off and interbreed up with the Homo sapien subgroup, named Neanderthals. Neanderthals is a different species from hominid. Right? You get that? Neanderthals come from Homo sapien, that is third in rank on the human development. So why did the Homo erectus do that kind of action? Why did they go and molest the Neanderthals. They did it. What did they get from doing it? What is noticeable is that their ape-like face went away, and they look like the Homo sapien form of humanity. So they no longer look like their species, because they interbreed themselves with the Homo sapien, the next species that came along 250,000 years ago. So you talk about 250,000 years ago, a second species of the human being came about. And they were not allowed to be by themselves and develop themselves, because this Homo sapiens, no, these hominid subgroup, Homo erectus, they went in and begin to interbreed them up and eventually kill them off. Kill off the Homo sapiens. But before the offshoot of the Homo sapiens were destroyed, they came in and interbreed with a second subgroup of the Neanderthals. So there are two subgroups of the Neanderthals. That's it. Two. The Neanderthals. And now, you probably read it in the World History textbook, Homo sapien sapien. Now, why did the Neanderthals remain Neanderthals of the Homo sapien? Where did the Homo sapien sapien subgroup of the Homo sapien came from? This is what we don't know today, and we need to know that. Where Homo sapien sapien came from? Well, we don't know, because of a Bible that is written by the hominid species turned a subgroup called Homo erectus. There's no other account beside what I'm telling you. I mean, for real. But I can tell you, you go there and see a lot of information and videos and stuff like that, and you wouldn't know what I'm telling you by being exposed to the Bible and everything else that is out there. You would know that the truth is what I am telling you right now from the properly established or written record that tells us exactly the first humans were like. You would know by reading the Bible, because you wouldn't know anything about the hominid, from hominid to Homo sapiens. You would know nothing about that, because you would be thinking about God make Adam and Eve in a garden, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then that's what get the world where it's at. So all the factual element about humanity, you won't know it, because the church has come and been taught us as the reality. So when you read all our World History textbook, it doesn't mean nothing to you unless you are going to respect the words you are reading. It's you don't respect the words. You're only full of the Holy Ghost. You're speaking in tongues and blah, 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 blah. Now, do you know anything about the hominid that is the first human species? The human being species started first with the hominid. Start with the hominid. And it tells you very clear that they were ape-like. So the people who are talking in the video I'm telling about, the first human being, they're telling you plain and plain that human being originates from apes. It was, you know, apes that began to walk. There's something wrong about this, you know. And if you're not reading coherent, you won't see what's wrong when it says the first human being, the oldest human ancestors. What comes to mind? Who here have the oldest ancestors? Which part of the humanity have the oldest ancestors? Is it the hominid, the hominins, or is it the Homo sapiens? Neanderthals. What they are talking about in the videos out there on YouTube about mankind and the earliest form of mankind, they're not talking about what is in the world history textbook as a record, you know. Reading out there in videos and in other type of biblical literature is only telling you about the ape-like human ancestors. And when did they came about to where we are? It's between 3.6 to 4 million years ago. But who is not of that hominid humanity? The third ancestor is hominin. The second species. Because that's what the world is, the textbook shows, that 250,000 years ago, a second species came about, named Homo. There's a big difference, because the hominin started out 3.5 to 4 million years ago. So when they are digging up places and looking for remains and talking about the earliest human, it has nothing to do with Homo sapiens. Hello, 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 hello. What do you make of that? Now, who are the people today that comes from the hominid, the oldest human ancestors? So that humanity that began 3 to 4 million years ago, they are the only part of humanity that are ape-like. And they never reached to civilize speaking human being at all. Speaking human being only comes from Homo sapiens species. A different blood type. Okay? And that makes all the difference. Why is it that the hominid species did not materialize a language. Why? You see, you trace them after 2 million years. When they left Africa and go up into Europe, they were not talking. The record said they were not talking there. And we don't have anything that they have created. You know, no civilized society or their culture is civilized in any kind of way. When Homo sapiens came about, there was nothing there that was civilized. Okay? Now, if you can understand what I'm saying, and you can just, you know, go into the world textbook and say whether or not I'm crazy. Because I'm making a serious distinction between the human species. And if you go there and ask anybody who is educated and should be able to tell you, how many human species are there? What do you think they're going to tell you? They're educated, you know. And even if you're talking to a university, scholar, they may tell you it's more than two human species. But I am coming from the World History textbook that has the supreme jurisdiction for the record of the World History textbook. You know, you don't put other kind of a miscellaneous stuff in the World History textbook. No. World History textbook is telling you from the very beginning of hominid and how they develop into what they call Homo erectus. I'm sure there are others, but that's not what is featured here for account of the chronological order of human existence. So clearly, what a guy from Harvard or Princeton, a scholar, going to tell you about humanity and the first human being, if he's not telling you what is in the World History textbook, then you know what? you're listening to nonsense. Really? Because when you see they have like Christian concept and to where the world is as changed by European sodomites, you know, where they're coming with laws of their own, right? Simply because they have a mentality coming from being homosexuals. What is in their brain at their level of human beginning, they don't have the same cerebrum and cerebellum like Homo sapiens have. You see what I mean? They do not. They are fucking in the asshole, and nature don't make civilized people to fuck assholes. Do you understand that? You better understand that, because that's the church you go that they say are the place where God is in the Bible. You better know what I'm talking about. Is it important for us to know that Homo sapiens is not who they are digging up and talk about millions of years ago? It's not talking about African people. The only African people he's talking about are those who migrate out of Africa the first time and go into Europe. That's the only people on record. And now I'm a guy, you know, I don't read up that high level of college and university, but I read high school, and you know, it is you know, the last time, I mean, maybe 30 years ago, that I go to high school and graduate, and about 10 years later I go to a law, you know, paralegal college, right, and graduate from that. So I'm not an idiot. So you may be reading on university level and, you know, and be as thorough as you can, and you can do a lot of things in science and blah, 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 blah. But as far as keeping the timeline of humanity and what humanity is at a given stage, hey, if you come in talking, I mean, sodomite change of the civilized world concept, you're not, you know what? You can't gain credit for civility at all. Yes. So, my friends, these white people, they think that they can use their sodomite concept and all ethnic hybrid people must throw away their knowledge of the civilized world. That's what they expect. Do you know that? That's what they expect. But listen. So I tell you that part of it. But the next part of it that I would ask you, should we know when these Homo erectus, the only subgroup of the hominin, the hominin species. Since we know when they leave Africa, migrate out of Africa, when they were 2 million years old in existence, and they were only making stone tools at that time, for the next 1.5 million years, the history shows there came a migration of Homo sapien subgroup. The second subgroup of the Homo sapiens. They had two different types of offspring, right? And that is the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens sapiens. So remember, Neanderthal is an offshoot of Homo sapiens. And the next offshoot is Homo sapiens sapiens. You got to know the difference. Well, the difference with Homo sapiens sapiens is that only Homo sapiens sapiens is the surviving of all species, of the two different species. Homo sapiens is the only surviving. That offshoot is the only surviving until this day. All right. So there is something here. What happened to the no-talking Homo erectus? We don't want to know who, and we want to know about how they come to talk, right? Because we can't think that they were only, the two offshoot of the Homo sapiens. They must fuck with some of their own as well. But that's not what we are, what means much to the Homo sapiens people. What means much to us today is how did these Homo erectus become civilized and talking? You don't want to know? You shouldn't know? There are things that means crucial knowledge, you see. Because the record is, and it is not hidden. It is known widely. And they do not deny that they interviewed with the Neanderthals that come from the Homo sapiens. Guess what? These white people, what they have done on planet Earth, you know, all that 2 million years that they were around and there was nobody else but them around, right? There was no civility around at all. When they leave out of Africa and go up to Europe, there was nobody else with anything higher than them. And if they even have had an offshoot of the hominin, they were not more advanced than the Homo erectus, right? And it is the Homo erectus that go and begin to fuck down the Homo, the Neanderthals, Homo sapien, Neanderthals, right? But they don't make no argument to say that the Neanderthals that they fuck up and interbreed up to whereas their original ape-like shape and face and stuff like that and muteness, because Neanderthals did not have a language at all. They never spoke, but they are higher in intellect than the Homo erectus, okay, the second human development. Homo sapien is naturally a third level higher than Homo erectus. That's what the world history textbook say. There's not one jack man or woman can come up and say, come on this show, like call me on this show and convince me to something higher factual stuff than in the world history textbook, because that is the highest historic record we have in any academic institution. Right? You're right. Now, you might probably wonder, why am I talking all of this? You don't see why I'm talking about it? These guys come, these fucking batty white people come. And say they change up the world. Can't you see Christmas and all that? Where you think Christmas and Easter come from? You think it for real? Jesus is nothing but a character, you know? It's never a tangible person, right? And they use that character to advance their fucking body and to justify fucking body. You think it's a joke? It's not a joke. It's not a joke with me because I grew up in the church, okay? That they establish all around the world. So what you think I'm up to? I am saying get their fucking ass and go back to where they come from. That's what I am saying. And if you don't want a part of it, well, don't take no part of it. But they don't belong where we belong, and it's time for them to know that. Thing is, they're not using no truth, no fact with what they're doing, and it's time. They know it, right? And all of how they spoil up, they burn up our library in Alexandria, their dear beloved Caesar Augustus. And all that they have changed up as knowledge that we must have, they're going to find out right now, because there are too many things they don't have in order to be left alone. Now, the things that they come and talk about change up the world in AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord, and they don't have any valid account for that foundation, because that is no foundation at all. Whereas these characters that they are using never existed. A Jesus Christ begotten of a God, none of it don't exist. There is no historic record for those things, and that's what they're standing on. Every bit of what these white people are using to relegate African people never exist. They don't have nothing that it stand on. I wonder to myself, how they get away with that? But the thing is, it's going to shock you when you find out how they get away with it. It's Africa. They got down there, and I don't know what they did with the African people in government there, going way back 2,600 years ago. But they did something, though. They did something, because from that point, Africa was no longer a government that's been given to them kingship, you know, the Elohim kingship, and all of the decrees that we know in civilized laws and stuff, Amurabi, all of the king's laws that we know in history. You know, it's hear nobody. You never hear that Farrakhan, them, and Dr. Martin Luther King. You don't hear them talk about it. They are in a church. These faggots make our people reverent in church. And church never exists before Christ. It's since Christ come church, them build up church. You understand that? Look into my eyes and see if fire is in there. Yes. Yes. Because them white people, they are not that, they are nowhere with power to withstand the truth in the world history textbook. The government is in there that we are under before they come with their fucking ass and their Jesus Christ in the year of our Lord. They don't even know where in their asshole to find a Jesus Christ in the year of our Lord. It is not even in their asshole that they're fucking. No. It's not there. Then where did they get it from? They get it from the pump that they get when they interbreed with Homo sapiens sapiens. Not with the Neanderthals. That was just beer. Homo sapiens. The beer Homo sapiens is what the Neanderthal subgroup was, Homo sapiens. But when you talk about where Homo sapiens come in, no, you will never find that in the Bible, but you find it in real history. Atraasis text, okay? And everything that tells you about the Elohim gods on earth, and go into South Africa, where they work wonders, and all in Egypt, the pyramids and all of these other architectural things all around the world, observatories and chapels and stuff like that. These guys are only imitating what civilization established. That's all they're doing. And since they interbreed and can talk, and they've been around for 3.5 or 4 million years ago, they have a lot of common sense. Of course, they have a lot of common sense, but they don't have civilization that the God's blood gives us, that we can talk and reason and stuff like that. Now, they wanted to talk. They wanted to be a better than the ape-like people that they were, because they look on the Neanderthal, and I think they get kind of a jealous when they look at how beautiful the Neanderthals were. So they run and want to, go fuck them and get babies by them. But the babies that they get by them really begin to look nice, you know, but couldn't talk. They could not speak. So 100,000 years ago, that is after we were created 100,000 years. Now, right now, we have the date as 200,000 years ago. We were created as hybrid people. These white people don't want none of the hybrid knowledge. they will not accept that the Homo sapien second subgroup is the Homo sapien sapien. They don't want a part of that. And that's why they are doing the kind of stuff they are doing. You see? And they are superpower now and stuff, and they think that they have it all. They don't have, you know, they have their drawers off, their drawers on the wrong way. You see? And they're fucking ass every day. And I'm saying, look, you fucking ass sodomites. We don't want you in any of the territory that you claim that you are holding. Okay? Get out. Get out. Because the truth is out. We don't want you no more in our territory. And what you are going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because anything you're going to do about it, the gods can do so far better. They only want us to come to know the truth about who we are. And they have a way of making us know it. They're making us know it right now. Right now. You see? And if you all sit there and think that, oh, all that they're going on with Trump and all this kind of stuff, it doesn't concern the African people. Just know that. Democracy is not for African hybrid ethnic people. Read the history and you will know. Okay? You're not winning anything. Fucking ass. And you want us to start fuck ass too. This is very clear. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. So your hand is in the cookie jar. Years ago, it was when their, what you call it, fiasco started. That's when they began to finalize their plan. Once they see how beautiful they look, when they rape on and interbreed up with the Neanderthals, the Homo sapien Neanderthals, oh, they want it all now. Everything from Homo sapiens, they're going to get it. So they kill, they destroy our civilization. That's what they have done. You don't see that African people make interest to go fuck them. They come and fuck us up. And why they are now, you know, I mean, under, you know, working on the code to gradually let us forget who we are. That's what they're trying to do right now. No. They really try hard. They really have been trying hard with the Bible. The Bible have too much nonsense in there. Okay? Pure, you know, belly working shit in the Bible. Okay? All right. Now, we're not going to settle this in debt. We're going to settle it this in life. Okay? This is how we're going to settle it. And now I'm telling you, I don't even want no argument. You all know you're all full of shit and fucking ass. And all you have to do is go back where you come from. Leave all the assets right here, because you don't come here with anything. You're not going out with anything. And we would be generous enough to say, take little something and go about your business. But get out of our territory. Leave us with our government. We have a government. We don't want your fucking shit. AD Anno Domini. We don't want it. You understand that? And if you think that you can't live a life back where you come from, well, you're not going to live it on us. Because we're going to get all of the EF. All of the EF5T. Okay? That's right. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked to know what is over your head and what is going to swallow up. Get out of our territory because our hybrid and you ain't. Get out with your talking tongue and stuff like that and your Jesus. Go back to your European place, indigenous beginning. Go there because we don't want you here. And my name is Timothy Aldred. That's all there is to it. All these honest fucker has in mind is to mow down the African people anywhere they can catch them. Okay? And talk about they have government. No. Every bit of those institutions must be rooted up. FBI, Secret Service, and all those kind of stuff that they make up all over the place. We don't want them stuff here. We are going to control ourselves. Okay? And if you think it's not going to happen, wait a bit. They start talking, and nobody is asking, why are they talking? Why are they doing this and doing that? Well, you know, it is not murky anymore. It is not murky anymore. Okay? They don't do anything to deserve our relegation. What caused us to be relegated is because our ancestors was underdeveloped and ignorant enough to go fuck with them. No matter what they were doing, you know, because, No. I don't see so. And until this day, they use one fucking homosexual man to control like 100 black men. You see? And that them do the Jim Jones school aid. You see what Jim Jones do with the African people down at Jonestown? And he was a minister of Christ. You think Christ could be a real thing? And you'd have us to think that, you know, Jim Jones went astray and that they would want us to think. No. Not don't go like that. Christianity is a faggot religion. It's not religion, a church. Because religion is our way of life, polytheistic way of life. There is no church in our religion. We have religious way of life. And I don't have anything else to do besides just tell it abroad. What is in the world is the textbook. And that's what it is, the will of our gods, that we come to know the truth. And let life go on from then. We can't have this shit house telling us all these old bunch of fuckers in a Bible that you can see plain, there's no truth in there. Jesus is talking about, no, he don't want to be king, and yet still nobody don't see that. Nobody don't see that there is no king and ruling on a David's throne, and none of those things don't happen. We don't see that Jesus never wanted to die on a cross. We don't see that. And then they're going to talk about, no, he still was crucified on a cross, and nothing don't go so. You see? I mean, say they crucify black people in Palestine. That is understood because that's what they were about. And they have done a lot of that. But don't come talk about no Jesus dying on the cross for us. And you have how many African people today believe that? I mean, put together, I believe that a half a century or so or more. You see what I mean? We are actually believing, the fart and the fucking foolishness that these people breathe every day. Okay? That's what covers the mind of African people. How did they do it? That's right. It's written down there for us to understand. All right. Now that I have said that, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because I'm talking to some of my people and people who I think who would be up to get down into the knowledge. Because that's all we need. It's the knowledge. And we stop talking about Jesus died on a cross. And stop thinking that, oh, you know, like, you don't hear none of our people talk about our government. You don't hear none of them say that. And especially the Indian type them. You know? Because they are a very special subgroup of Homo sapiens. They're a special set. And not they are special above anybody else, but they are outstanding, I mean, you know what I mean? But you see them too are backward, because they are won over with the idea of the church. And as soon as I began to read and understand better, I didn't have a problem to see the church is relevant with African people. But these sodomites, they have their axe to grind from a long time ago. But I can read the World History textbook and see all the trickery that they work. And I see that the gods did not molest anything that they were doing, stealing and carrying on and undercover, because we were put here to stand up for the truth. On history, not Bible, historic record. And they leave it up to us and see what we're going to do with it. Because, you know, the next thing they could do is decide just kill off, extinct all of us, and go back to where they come from. They didn't do that. They did not do that. And it is because they value the existence of our life, not white people's life. See, they know that the gods don't relish nothing about their life, but they are favorable enough to leave them alone, right? And watch what's going to happen. Will they overcome and win us over? And as you can see, they almost done it. Almost. But it's not supposed to happen. You see what I mean? And you see the tornadoes and the whole different things that, you know, are very, very cruel to certain, especially to these white people. And the African people are get caught up into the destruction of them, because we are going to their church. And we are nothing pertaining to the gods. But to these white people, oh, they take it all over. And you see them right now. Oh, they are everything. It's not going to go any further. It is destruction. It's like the plane them that you see they put fly up there. And you see how often they crash. And people just dead like flies. Yeah. And you see them every day on their weather channel and talk about European model and all these kind of stuff. Imagine this. They take over all the civilized way and call it deer's fucking ass. I just cannot stand this. And before they go back where they come from, no. It's where we are. Where we have established, that's what they want. And we don't establish nothing. These fucking ass white people, that's what they want. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Let them perish alone. Let them perish alone. I talk about democracy. They invent democracy. What the world was running on before their democracy? Can you tell me? Now, I hate to see the cowardice attitude of the African people today. Because they just feel like these white sodomites, you know, Yam Naya culture sodomites, think they are everything. How can it be them? And they didn't have no civility at all. They make stone tool. Gosh, can't you read that? Can't you read about the Bronze Age and who make tin and copper? You don't know who? You think of them? No, they are not in the World History textbook as any civilized people. He don't talk about them. The World History textbook don't talk about white people like they exist. When they interbreed and begin to talk and take and morph up the what the image of the black people them. That's when they have a name that they go by, different name, and get us to acknowledge them like Romans. Romans, them are Romans. Imagine that. Them couldn't talk for almost 4 million years. And now, since we came along 200,000 years, everything changed. And you mean we don't see them changing the status quo? Hello? 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 It's not us to be afraid of them, because what they are holding in their so-called power belongs to us. Why do you think why are we supposed to capitulate to these fucking ass idiots then? With all of the churches that they have all over the place there. Why do you think we should bow down to them? No, that not unless we don't value our creation. I value our creation. And if it is just I alone, it's I alone. I don't want nobody else to help me talk. Because whatever my talk is going to do, I mean, I wasn't told to, you know, I mean, solicit anybody else. Whatever I go through to be able to understand realization that comes from the gods above, they tell me, and I imagine they're telling other people too. I don't know. But but all I know is that I'm holding to it. I don't have anything else to hold on to, okay? That's right. And I am going to tell it like it is, my friends, and say, all hail to my own people and those who want to understand exactly what go on this planet, every world, and who were blessed with the knowledge of civilization. It's the gods who give it to us. And it is read this way in history. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind the gods, the Elohim, left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. You doubt that? Do you doubt that is true? Do you doubt that Pope apologized for sins of Catholics? That the documents address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect to cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. You believe that? You believe that? Listen. I fear no foe. Once I speak, the things I read and know is the only truth I see in life. I don't look behind me. I don't look behind me because I do not think that the calendar, the 12 houses of the zodiac calendar, I don't think that is non-existent because I can see it exists around me. It affects the lives of civilized people. White people don't have nothing to do with that. They make their moon lunatic calendar. Now, the amount of stuff that the moon doesn't have, only people who don't have no sense would think that white man making a calendar is all right. And they don't have, look, it makes no sense whatsoever. All the elements of the houses of the zodiac, I mean, you can say you're born under the star when you say that. You don't get that from the moon calendar. You do not. You don't get anything about the Celtics and the equinox. Those things don't come from the moon. You see what I mean? And you have big long narrative that tells us about the first calendar. And clearly it was never established during the millions of years. These vagabond white people, they were existing long before even the gods came to earth and before we hybrid people were created. They don't have anything of civilization, but now they want to twist up our civilization to make it their fucking ass way of exalting themselves. Come on, man. You African people out there, better begin to read and understand. Take, you know, if you want to live the right kind of life that represents your creation. These people are talking about the right of constitution, right? And look, they don't even care about African people. But yet still we are going in church and we support them voting and everything like that. Stop this whole bunch of nonsense, man. Stop it. Okay? Wake up. Wake up and stop being afraid of these sodomite white people. Them. Know where they come from. I know where you come from. When you hear thunder and see lightning and all of these things are happening, what is happening in the cloud? Who is setting things in the clouds and make things happen? These sodomites behaving like, oh, they control everything. And we are here like we don't have no sense about, you know, the things that are set up. Who make the four rivers in Africa? These white sodomites, them want to make you think, say, well, they're just their God in the Bible, a spirit God. You know what I mean? You read the Bible, the spirit God, you don't exist at all. You see, this spirit God, they will tell you how much he loves people and he create people and stuff like that. You must come to understand, these people, they just start talking after they interbreed up with us, and until this day, they're still carrying on their tradition like it's okay for African people to mix up with white people. That's not true. It's not true. But they have done their acts skillfully in order for us to have a hard time to unravel, I mean, what we don't understand. But look, well, it didn't prolong with me. Because as long as I wanted to know, and my mind had a quest to understand, well, it came to me. So I wanted to read more than fourth grade level. I didn't know why, except The only why I have, why I pursue further reading comprehension was because I didn't feel complete. I really didn't feel complete in myself to be alive and not able to read better than fourth grade level, right? As you see, I don't, you know, but who caused me to be reading at a fourth grade level? It's because of these old, sodomite white people. Then. They are the cause of that. What am I doing being born in Jamaica? You know, why? Why am I being born in Jamaica? It's because of them. And of course, our African people over there, whatever it did, you should look into this stuff. Because why is it that Africa allowed them? And look, it's not like they are alienated, you know. Africa supports these white people government. Yes, what I see is that Africa tell them they will stand down and let them go on. Because we don't have superpower or nothing like that. They allow this and all the Bible where they write against polytheism way of life. And Africa don't say nothing, man. I just know that some fishy went on a few, millennia ago, and Africa don't pay no attention. They don't guard our government and our people. So what is that? What is that? You tell me. Africa is in bed with them one way or the other. You see? And the fact that Africa is taking money from them, Africa don't relish the fact they are the ones that have all the wealth and riches, because that's where the gods went and on their mission of mining gold. Okay? So why is Africa taking money from these faggot white people then? Why? You know, there's something wrong there. They don't intend to go out, use the government power that they have. If these white people can be doing what they have and they're living off our wealth, killing our leaders and stuff like that, and Africa sit there and will never say nothing when them kill off Gaddafi, kill off Saddam, and all these other, like the church thing that they plant all over the world, Africa no better than that. But you don't hear none of them guys, Selassie, none of them guys talk about it, and even so it trickle down to where you don't hear Malcolm X touch these issues. You don't hear Martin Luther King, touch these issues, because all of them was in one or the other church when they're preaching civil rights stuff. You see, them don't know no better. They sure didn't know no better, all right? I think they were trying to do the best they knew and speaking the best they could, right? Well, I know something different now, so I can't talk what they were talking about. Marcus Garvey and all this kind of stuff. They, you have a lot of authors that write, and they say a lot of things, but you know what? They too are being affected with a low syndrome of understanding. Really? Because they write some crucial things, but they don't touch the very thing that the little person, a burst of realization, and nobody cannot stand up in front of them. They don't write those kind of stuff. You see, and I am one of the dummy that just got a burst of understanding, and there is no more church. There's no church. There is no church. And I am not afraid of anyone. And to take up the point as whether or not the church means something to anybody that is civilized. No. No. We are in the emergence of civilization. And the world history textbook tells us about the first civilization that have nothing to do with white people then. And I am going to read a portion what this world history book, Glencoe World History, Spilvajek National Geographic, Unit 1, the first civilization, the first, not one, plural, the first civilizations and empires. And who you think it includes? Listen to this, and you're going to see whether or not it includes these white people who come and talk about Jesus Christ is the savior of the world and stuff like that. There is nothing civilized about them in the civilized book. Civilization comes from Africa and Africa alone. And those who left Africa to go into Europe were not civilized. Okay? Those who left Africa did not left to go up into Europe. They were coming into the rest outside to settle outside. And they could settle anywhere they want. Right? They could settle anywhere they want. Yeah. But not to go out and try to remove anybody from anywhere that they were. That's no joke. These people who up in Europe 1.5 million years, they could come into anywhere in the rest of the world where African people came, you know, over the last 100,000 years and go settle and make up all kinds of the Chinese, the Indians. They could go to those places. They didn't. They stay up in Europe because they couldn't talk. They couldn't do anything enterprising, nothing civilized. You know, they don't have language. And it's after the interbreeding, they come out against us because the rest of them dead out and gone. And it's the interbreed generation that they crossbreed between not just the Homo, the Neanderthals, but what they are denying is what is making them do the things they do today, because it is the second subgroup of the Homo sapien that they fuck with. Why they talk? It's after that they talk. Okay? That's why you see they're doing business and all the kind of stuff. But you see, though, they have that fucking ass love, you know, what you call it there. You can see they can't live like a fully civilized person. And they're trying their best, but they can't. See? All the clothing that you see they dress up in now, them dress like they are real civilized people, like they are Homo sapien. You see, they are even calling themselves Homo sapien in some ways too. That's what they're doing, but it's simply because we don't understand what they're doing. There's no way they are supposed to come and behave like we are nobody. No. They need to stay up in Europe and show off against them oneself. No, but they want everywhere where we go and settle down. And you see how long they take before they come after us? It's after they interbreed and educate themselves in our system. I have all the knowledge in the world history textbook, and I will read this to you about the world civilization. And you can out there and behaving like, oh, you have to go to their tax office and stuff like that. Like them start to charge people tax. No, it is the gods that came here and set up all these way of life for a civil people. It's not them. It is not them. Kingship came down by them and established on earth. It's not them. Okay? And they're trying to twist up our brains so we don't understand nothing. It's not so anymore, because they will have to, like, knock down every point that I make, because I'm taking it right from the World History textbook. All right, so this is Unit 1, the first civilizations and empires. And they're talking it, period. In perspective. And they are talking about AD 500. Now, That's a wrong way to write a world history textbook too. This is all the kind of stuff them that I am amazed at how these honest love fucking ass, a man fucking another man. They are writing a world history textbook for us. And Africa have nothing to say about it. It doesn't matter all the violation that these people do to us. Africa sit there and watch them, you know, I mean, spill all of these old bunch of lies and twisted thoughts and give it to us and hear a damn. None whatsoever. All right. But I'm going to read this to you and you get what you can get out of it. They are talking about 500 AD. You mean that's when they turned the world upside down with their AD Anadamani church, right? When they gone 500 years in this faggot world that we're living in here today, they say this. Listen what they're saying and see how well they make distinction in what they say, or you can see how they are drawing everybody together like we are all the same. So our civilization, clothing, behavior, they want to use it and include themselves in it. Listen to how they write this. For hundreds of thousands of years, human beings live in small communities, seeking to survive by hunting, fishing, and gathering food supplies in an often hostile environment. Now, they have a way of talking and include all human beings like we are the same. But like I told you before, it's two different species. And they find it necessary to talk and bring them in, just like they write the Bible. So you have to know when these faggots are taking over the world away from the civilized people. You have to understand that. Then, in the space of a few thousand years, there was an abrupt change of direction. Human beings, in a few widely scattered area of the globe, began to master the heart of growing crops. Cannot include them, right? That can't include them. It does not include them. As more food was produced, the population in these areas grew, and people began to live in cities. Form governments and develop writing and art. That don't include these sodomites in Europe. It don't include them at all. But they know how to walk on the line when they are working their scam. Not in every way, but in a lot of ways, because they know that they were not around in our civilized world. They were in Europe, of course, long before us. But when the God created the hybrid Homo sapiens sapien, it is us they're talking about right here. But they see it necessary for it to be assumed that they are a part of it. They're not. They are not. You African people out there, do you understand what I'm saying to you? When you write, we are in danger. We are an endangered species. Because these white people are out there, they're clever now. They're doing all kind of stuff now. Except that them have to still fuck ass, and that is not a civilized thing. but they're using our principles of laws to do what they want to do and now morph us into what they're doing and say, this is their world. This is their world. Thing was given to them to rule the world. And their boundary is Europe. They don't business with us. See, they came and we accept them in and we didn't know what they were up to. Because they were among us for a long time since they interbreed up and nobody don't pay them no attention with that. And they start to talk and begin to mix up with us like, oh, they were civilized a long time. But read the book. And you know they were not civilized, for millions of years. So why would they be talking now? Now that we are here. Why? But we are new. Yes, we are new. And we are supposed to begin to fend for ourselves. Now, we are supposed to shoulder our own responsibility. But guess what? They take the edge. I mean, that interbreeding was not supposed to happen. And we were told not to have anything to do with them. Right? Our ancestors, I mean, whatever it is, I don't know the situation, but I don't see us going and ask them for sex. I don't see that. Okay? So all of this time, if it were a mutual thing between them and us, why would they be against us now with the fact that they interbreed and get picnic out of us and they can talk and do all kind of stuff now and learn all of the skills them that we have and all that, right? Now, look, it's not that they learn all of our skills, but they once we allow them to come in and Africa allow them to go there and steal secrets from the king priest. Nobody is supposed to get these secrets but our people, and Africa allow them to get it. Africa allow these sodomites to get it, man. Once they interbreed and start talking, Africa, totally destroy us using these people, giving them authority to rule government. Really, man. Look, so now I'm telling you, this is about us, but they bet you. Lay low where they have to lay low and assume that they are a part of this. And this is what they do. Historians call this process the beginnings of civilization. You hear that? Beginning of civilization. And they are just talking about 500 BC. So they think everybody should assume that civilization is something that everybody started. And that's not true. Civilization come by the gods, the Elohim gods. They are the ones that brought civilization here. And they were living for almost 200,000 years before they created us. So no human civilization was not there on the planet, was not here at all. You see, they were living in Europe and doing what they want for 1.5 million years. And the gods were doing their business here, with their project. But when they needed work helper, primitive worker, they used the Homo sapien. They did not use Homo erectus. They used the Homo sapien who came along 250,000 years. And that's why we are a special people. We have nothing to do with them. But look at what they do with us. The interbreeding is what they use. You see? And, the damage that they have done to us is extensive. It is too extensive what they have done. And for us to not see, we're gone blind. For us to not see what they're doing. And even if somebody tell us, we can't understand it. That's too bad. But it's just that people are going to perish, but there are those who will not, because some will respond and understand, right? and live the right way. But like getting out of church, if you can't understand what's being written to like adjust yourself to a better life, you're going to perish, you know. There's no heaven there that's going to take you in. You know, whatever is provided after we are dead. You really want to be at peace with your creator, not with these white fucking ass white people. You don't want to believe their Bible, right? Because their Bible is not in accord with the world. It's the textbook of human creation. They are always plotting every day to find a way to some ideas and stuff like that to rule our society. That's what they are doing every day. All right. So it goes on to say, it occurred at about the same time in the river valleys. That is this big civilization, okay, that we never had before, and we live in little villages and stuff like that. I read that, some of that here. And when the gods decide to give us a higher standard of life, it began in the river valleys of Western Asia, Egypt, India, and China, Mesopotamia, okay? So, my friends, I am telling you, if you take just your eating and drinking every day and this bogus government that they have controlling us, now you got to wake up and wake up out of your sleep. Wake up out of your sleep and understand that if you don't activate the knowledge energy inside of you, these folks will eventually turn all of us into sodomites. Do you understand that? That's what, there's nothing in the Bible to bring us Jesus' salvation, you know. There's nothing there. So it's the trick that they are working, can't you see? When we think that they have a government to control us and all that, they will fuck our ass, and there's nothing you do about it. Because you don't have any power to defend yourself. You don't have enough gun to shoot them, right? And that wouldn't do no good. But you want tangible and intangible knowledge to get rid of these fucking ass them. Okay? They don't care about anything else because they were uncivilized for millions of years. Now they get a chance now to interbreed and start talk. And it's for us to find out. They target us. They targeted us. And it's only two such species exist. And what they did to target us and what they do, you can see what it done to our brain. Look at the way we are. Look at them. Look at where they're coming from. Look at where we are coming from with law. That now they don't even care about the laws of kings that been here on earth that makes civilization prosper. They don't care none about that. They're going to make up some fucking nonsense and come and talk about law. And if it's your, it's done to. It's simply because our people don't see nothing. They don't talk about what they're supposed to talk about. It's the reason why these people say they conquer us and they don't care nothing about us no more. They take us, you know, and they're still fucking dog and fucking asshole. You see, and begin to attire themselves like they are really civilized people. Because them never dress, them never know nothing about clothing and all that kind of thing. But guess what? We just born the other day and come to them, dress up like them civilized, and we think to them civilized. We have to read and make a distinction, right? And understand that it is no joke. Don't let these white people tell you that you are to forgive them for anything. No, because, look, there is nothing here on the table to, like, tell them, okay, you know, it's all right. They can, you know, settle here or settle there. No, we don't want them. They did not have any kind of pity on us.
after they fuck us, breed us up, and turn all of we crazy, and kill so much of us in the process. They turn around and don't give a damn what they dish out on us. When they are in the position to treat us good, you find out that that's not what they are interested in. They are interested in being the people who are the nice or the most important people on the planet. That's what they are important. And they want sodomy to be recognized as a good thing to fuck. You don't see it. You don't see it. Well, all right. I see it, right? And if you think it's a joke and you're praying to your Jesus and think that you're praying to a really God, look at what they say about God. I'll read some of that to you. And listen. Let me play you a little tune by Nat King Cole. And I'm coming back to take up with the next segment and hope that you are taking what I say serious, right? Because there is a book for you to read to find out if I'm crazy. Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall.
Wonderful. Nat King Cole.
Ethnic people reject self-identity. Embraced Yamnaya culture, sodomy, Christianity. I mean, if you understand what I'm saying here concerning where the African ethnic people's minds are, the minds are so damaged. Remember the days when my mind was damaged by my parents who did nothing beside be a Christian. And their mind was so destroyed that all they know that make them a civilized person
is the church belief, the church syndrome, the belief syndrome, where Christmas, you know, is to worship Jesus Christ, our Lord. They didn't have a clue what these white people were doing in Palestine. They don't have a clue. Okay? That's how damaged the African species are today. We are an endangered species because of the Bible. Because there is no such a creation as what is in Genesis, in the Genesis Bible. It's not a true story, right? And that is difficult. That is difficult for people to understand. And I'll give me just a second. Yeah, we're in bad shape, and I think we are so injured that our minds cannot grasp our injury, our mental injury. It's difficult. It's difficult. I know it's difficult. We would have to have more of our, I mean, a lot of us, not all of us. But to those who are able to understand, they will understand. And like I said, some of us going to perish because our brain will not be able, because we're too damaged. We cannot be repaired. You see, some just don't even want to hear the message at all. You know what I mean? All right. The Yamnaya culture is the white people that we know today behaving like they are civilized people. It's the interbreeding. This is what brought about Yamnaya culture. You would never read about them in other era, but in our time, because they just, you know, jump and fuck up, you know, the Homo sapiens. You see, the Homo sapiens species. You see, so Homo sapiens species generate two subgroups, and that's the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens. And that is what is causing the trouble, because these long ago people who go up into Europe, they now later interbreed with Homo sapiens. And this is the damage done, that we were not supposed to be mingling with them, and this is what happened. And they interbreed up until it's all of them now, and they come to take over the world from us, who's supposed to rule it. And they want sodomy to be the culture of the earth. That's what they're doing right now. But we have the truth to help us, you know, to guide ourselves back out of the snare, right? And it's up to us. Well, it's up to me right now, and I choose to be here and telling you. And what you have here, these white people, they're not telling you the truth, because they are hiding this every day. That's what the Bible is for, is to hide them and morph themselves, right, with our character. All these civilized things that the gods have given to us, they're taking it over. You see what I mean? Architecture, everything. I mean, you name it, whatever is civilized, that's what they take away. And I imagine you should be able to see some of what I'm saying, the tangible and intangible thing that they come and meddle with, but they are daring that they would like to come and tell us that we don't have a government, and so they have to make a government for us. No, come on. These kind of a shittery, I cannot take. I just cannot take that. So they are really Yamnaya culture. And they call themselves all kinds of different names, for example.
The Yamnaya culture, also known as the Yamnaya Horizon. You hear that? Who's going to come on earth now and begin to talk and generate all of these things? The world don't really have no other type human being but the hominid, and the Homo sapiens. Two species exist, and the subgroup that they generate, and I already told you that the hominid first subgroup is the Homo erectus. It's them. Well, it's them that did the dastardly act upon the Homo sapiens species. And them do it with their fucking stinking self. Okay? It's them who now call themselves Yamnaya culture. And them. But they're not going to tell you. I mean, somebody have to read and know to explain and tell you if when them understand. Well, I think I understand what I'm telling you, right? And it's up to you to go and find out for yourself if, you know, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. So they are the Yamnaya culture and call themselves by, this only begin with the names, the type of names that they call themselves. Some, they make them up, and others, them take it from the African people. Such as Romans, they take that from African people, right? But then call themselves a whole bunch of other unknown names. They make up words and stuff like that and put themselves in this position. Yes, the Yamnaya culture, also known as the Yamnaya Horizon. Number one, Yamna culture. You see, they mix up and muddy up. So you can't. If you don't read good and know, you won't identify them that they are the same people. Grave culture. Imagine that's how they diversify up themselves. But they're either civilized or uncivilized, and they are humanid of subgroups. That's all. Or ochre grave. No, why do they call themselves by all of these kind of names? Ochre grave culture. How much culture these Yamnaya white people are? They have the Yamnaya horizon. One, Yamna culture horizon. Yamna horizon. So that is something different from culture. Right? Because you only have civilized culture. You talk about you either have a civilized culture. They are not a civilized culture. White people are not civilized culture in no kind of way in history. Okay? Anybody can look up the world history and prove me wrong. You see, I don't see none of that here, right? And this, wherever they write about themselves, this is what they write. But there is nobody in the world except the humanid species right? The humanid species. Just them, and the next species is Homo sapiens. So they only have subgroups. There's no other human springing up for us to be content, for us to contend with. So these are the names that they go by. And it's like about, how many different names? Horizon. A culture one and culture two, culture three. Yes, about like three different culture, the name and culture that they call themselves, right? How can you understand anything when you have these fucking honest people, them? All they do is go around and try to get other people's honest to fuck. In their, their Scandinavian country, you can get animal sex in about 3 of those countries out there. It used to be 4, but I think one of them pull out from the animal sex. What I'm trying to tell you about these white people, there's nothing to, to feel sympathetic about them for, because they are here because they want to fuck our ass. Basically, it boils down to that. When I'm going to tell you about Jesus Christ died for your sin and all them kind of thing, and we don't read and find out that is invasion, they were invading us and taking away what we have. I know they're right now about Abraham, find a God out in the sky and all this kind of, come on. We need to wake up, all right? So he goes on to say here, his culture was late. He says, he said the Okri grave, G-R-A-V-E, Okri grave culture was a late Copper Age to early Bronze Age archaeological culture. Imagine that. They might talk about Bronze Age like they were a part of Bronze Age. They have nothing to do with the Bronze Age besides destroying what the African people were establishing. That's it. But you see them come here and write all these things and we don't know. If we don't read enough, we won't know. All right. Yes, it's archaeological culture of the region between the southern bog, Denister. You hear all them something there? Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, I'm not so lucky to. I'm not so lucky to find places when they tell you about them. You know, some of the places that they write, you can't find them because they're not telling the truth about everything. All right. Now, and rural rivers, the Pontic Steppe, dating to 3,300 to 2,600. So they are saying, oh, that must be the time where they existed. The Ustatovo culture. Oh, this is another one. You hear this? Can you imagine that these people do these things? Yes. The southern bog, Denister, the rural river, the Pontic Steppe, dating 3,300 to 2,600. The Ustatovo. Culture is a late variant of the Cocotini. No. Is Cucutini. Pilia. Are them something here? You think anything, Gusto? Typilia. Culture, which flourished northwest of the Black Sea from 3500 BC to 3000 BC. Ostovo culture appears to be a mixture of Neolithic element of Southeast Europe with intrusive cultures from the Pontic Steppe, meaning the Pontic Caspian Steppe, formed by the Caspian Steppe. Ah, Lord have mercy. And the Pontic Steppe, what is a steppe? It's a place where no establishment out there. It's just grass and something like that, what a steppe is, right? All right. All right. Look. It's steppe, right? Let's see. Okay. All right. Now, see, they have pictures here of a steppe. You can have cattle feeding in the meadows, and you have a large area of flat, unforested grassland. You don't have no trees and all that kind of thing. There's mountain and flat grassland, right? So that is what a steppe is. So when I'm going to tell you about steppe, where culture live and stuff like that, I mean, you don't have no culture set up on steppe. Except, you know, these white people who never have nowhere to live. They couldn't make up house or nothing like that. Right? And it's a tell you now, say, a steppe is a large area of flat, unforested grassland. So, you know, no residents know today. So why are they giving it as a place that inhabited by a culture? You see what I mean? Southern Europe or Siberia, right? So these places, you have these kind of a land, right? And it says, in physical geography, a steppe is an ecoregion, characterized by grassland, plains without trees. You hear that? Apart from those near rivers and lakes. No. So, my friends, listen to the way they talk about these steppes. You would think it's a place where people occupy with buildings, accommodation. But you hear what it says right there? It has nothing to accommodate civilized life, right? But they might talk about it like it is a civilized thing. Right? So when you talk about the Caspian, the Pontic Caspian Steppe as a place where they have as residents, like we would talk about, certain type of, you know, towns and cities and the different urban and suburban life. And none of that them are talk about, these white people. And you see all the name where them are give themselves and stuff like that. When I tell you, man, unless you read, you're not going to understand really what is going on in the world. You see, and what African people are putting up with. With the interbreed stuff, the interbreed stuff is a stinker. Because they have enough sense to create serious trouble. Right? Because you talk about now the Middle East, what they do to African people. You know, it's sick bad that they are government. Yeah? And look at what they're talking about. Farmed by Caspian Steppe. So they're saying that the Ustatovo culture, this culture appears to be a mixture of Neolithic element. What is Neolithic element? Mixture of Neolithic element of Southeast Europe. What is that? You mean some more of the same kind of people then? With intrusive culture. From where? From the Pontic Steppe. You see that? Culture from the Pontic Steppe. And what a steppe is, it's not a place where people, where a culture live. I mean, there are no culture. So them talking about... No, this is serious stuff. And if you're not reading and pay attention to it, you really, really cannot be affected by it. From, you said, they farmed. Farmed is a Pontic Caspian Steppe, formed by the Caspian Steppe. So it's going from one horrible scene that they're painting to another. Steppe creating another steppe. And the Pontic Steppe is the steppe land stretching from the northern shores to the Black Sea. The Pontic Exenos of antiquity. You them talk about it like a someplace for real. To the northern area around the Caspian Sea. You hear all of them something when I talk about? You will never be able to understand them. It extend from Dudar Jora. No, yes. Duruja. Stand from Duruja in the northern to in the northern yes, in the northern corner of Bulgaria. Who first found the Satova culture? The Kurgan hypothesis, which means this. Okay, so we talk about the who first found the Usatova culture or the Turgan hypothesis, which means this, a
supposition or posed explanation made on the basis of limited evidence. What is all of this here? Oh my gosh. Limited evidence as a starting point for further investigation. You hear all of this? And that amounted to Yamnaya culture, human, listen to this, ape-like, flat face man, Kenya. Now, I am saying this, that all of what I have read only amounts to the Yamnaya culture, human, ape-like, flat face man of Kenya. Fucking on a ship and nothing coherent or civilized. Nothing what them say is coherent or civilized. Also known as the Kurgan theory or Kurgan model. None of them tell me, you know, make no sense. It doesn't make any sense because they live up at the place up there and where they launch them stippy from. They didn't have any sense. They wasn't making stone tools. They only make stone tools and light a fire. These people, them writing all these things here, and if you think that's something real, well, go find the places and tell me if they, you know, they make sense. And the kind of people, the kind of people they are to behave like stippy, housed, civilized people. And they were not civilized at all. You see? But when you come and read this now, if you don't have any further sense about who they are, then you will believe what I'm saying. Now, it goes on to say, all right, also known as the Kurgan theory of Kurgan model or Stippy theory. Is the most widely accepted proposal to identify the proto, mean the best type of their kind, Indo-European homeland from which the Indo-European languages spread out. So when I talk about the proto, you know, they're talking about the crossbreed between white people and or the hominid species and the Homo sapien. At that them I talk about when I say the proto, the best form of them because are the interbreed are the best type of them. Because before that them couldn't talk, them couldn't do nothing. So them where they're saying language come in is from where they interbreed with the white people then. That them start to have language. But they, the way they talk it, they not letting out their secrets unless you read and find out. You see what I mean? So it goes on to say, that is an incoherent, evasive cover. What they just say is an incoherent, evasive cover to cover up themselves. You don't know who they are yet for hiding the European 3.5 million years of hominids species. That's what they're doing, cover up themselves. Evolution in ape-like human mute form. That's what they're covering up. And to the and to the interbreeding with the different, with a different altogether species. Name Homo sapien. That's what they're covering up. You know, what they did and get talking babies. Two distinct subgroups. Namely, this the sapien Neanderthals, that A, the sapien Neanderthals, and B, the sapien hybrid Homo sapiens sapien. My friends, I hope you get something from that. Now, there's something else I want to go and read to you. And this is going to be about from their literature. They wrote, their literature is titled Puritan Christian Agenda. And this is some of, just a little two paragraph from what they have written about themselves to let you know what these people are like, these white people that we in this time think they are some kind of a good people. We don't understand. There's no, of course you're going to know some nice white people, but look here. We, you know, their niceness don't belong to us. That's true. They need to go back where they come from. And it is because we don't, some of us don't remember or don't know to the depth who they are. You see, they are holding all of us hostage right now. You see? American Indian, listen what they're going to say about us. Okay? The American Indian were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal, meaning they killing and do all kind of stuff to us when they come here. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Think about that. Think about that. Okay, white people. And you want to separate some of them from the other? No, nobody do that. Don't bother do that. It won't work. Okay? You have to understand that they are a species. And it doesn't matter how some of them like look nice. Their species is not ours. And they pool together against us. So no matter how you see them. And the fact that they belong to Christianity and drag us into Christianity. No. This is only a time to tell them to go back where they come from. Don't entertain them. No joke about that. Now, for example, massacre. Think about that. Their killing of the African people without a cause, right? And making AD and Adamani as the law they used to do it. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again, another time, on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritan to be by God. What God? God in the Bible. Okay? In the King James Bible. Captain John Mason declared God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Do you understand that? That's what they're saying about what they have done to us. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. And you can read about it in Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritan Indians and Manifested Destiny. And you have all the pages there that you can read about that. Puritan Christian Agenda. You can Google that and find the link. And especially if you can go to Microsoft browser, you know, because I think they remove it from the Chrome. I think they remove the article from Chrome. All right. So it goes on to say, it says, Puritan Indians and Manifest Destiny. Now, converting the pagans, which is, which are the African polytheistic people, and they are calling us pagans. It's a good name, but they use it as a name, like they would call the king, super boss, which doesn't appear to be a name, a real name of the man, but they have all these kind of stuff to call African people, scoff at you like you're nobody. They hate us. You see what I mean? And everything that they are, it comes from us. They suck it out of us. You see what I mean? All right. So it goes on to say, they say this, converting the pagans for God, which means dear God, that they invent, like they make Christmas up and make AD Anno Domini up. Yes, that's the God that they're talking about. Converting us to this God of the Bible was acceptable to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for God was also acceptable. My friends, I tell you these things because I know they need to be spoken for people to hear and know around the world the center of gravity of human civilization that we are to pay attention to. And if we don't read and know stuff, we can't turn our minds and ourselves to the right direction of civilized life. You see what I mean? And that when we are dead and gone, we are okay. We live the good life. Now, listen to a little about our civilization and what is going on our side, that these sodomite, stinking-ass, fucking people, all of those things that they do, and I'm using these adjectives, they deserve it. So if you think that I am being, you know, like nasty or something like that, no. These are words that mean something. I'm not using words that are not dictionary. I'm using words, yeah, but it's to like paint the picture for who they are, because they think that we only know to be subservient in the way that, you know, and bow down to them. That's what they think. They don't know that we're going to come after them with not what they have, but what the gods give us and what we have not been able to exercise. We're going to exercise it on them, and they're going to find out how successful they are to surviving when we bring the fire that the gods put inside of us. Because it's not going to be, a tangible combat. No, it's going to be intangible. And that's where the fire, the blaze, and the water, that overflow, that's where it's coming from. Because they don't have what we have, okay? And they think that the Bible that they use to deceive us is going to always deceive us. They make a shocking surprise, right? Because what they're going through right now, you look at them and see if these people, if they have Trump and all, Biden, all of them, if of these white people, with all of what they're talking about, if they are civilized people, look and see, are they really civilized? They have the what they call a government there. You think they're civilized?
You are mistaken if you think they are civilized. They're playing a game with the African people. That's what they're doing. And they don't bother with us now because they think they have us under their wraps. You see what I mean? Now, here is what is going on our side. Michael Tellinger is a scientist, and he is connected to a group of scientists that they work together. All right. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization, the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history book. Colors have told us that the first civilization on Earth emerged in a land called Sumer, some 6,000 years ago. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, John Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael reveals or researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adams Kalinda, now referred to as Enki's Kalinda, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by the vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. A little snippet of what is written in an article put forth by this group of scientists. And I hope that you get some understanding from that. We need to learn the truth about ourselves, because our ancestors have done things before we came on the scene. And we can only depend on the writings that are authentic writings in history and nothing else. Not a Bible that talk about it as a God, that God that they're talking about, that sodomite producing all of these things. And if we hold on to the Bible that deny our creation, we're not going to make it at all. We will perish if we don't read and understand. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today, and hope that, you know, you are doing well in trying to educate yourself too. Just don't listen and believe me, but read to have knowledge, please. Knowledge, okay? That you can have an assurance in the knowledge you have. And that's the way it's supposed to go. I say blessings to you, and take good care of yourself.
And here is a tune that I would like to leave with you. And what does it say here? Here goes Earl Clue and Pat Bergenson. He's going to play you this sweet guitar melody. Here comes.
Okay, one of my favorite guitar players in the world and certainly one of the best-selling. He sells more records than anybody, I guess, for his type music. And he deserves that because he is the very best. Let's welcome Earl Clue right here. He's one of my favorites. It's a 10-year-old height. Thank you.
due to unfavorable financial condition, I am unable to cope with this financial situation. It causes inflation upon creation. I can't stand this no longer. The wicked get stronger. I can't stand this no longer, cause the battle is getting hotter. But them have to get a big. The wicked have to get a big. Yeah. They must get a big. Get a big, Lord. They must get a big, yeah. They have to get a big, that's it. And them can't get away. I can't stand this no longer. The wicked get stronger. I can't stand this no longer. Cause even cockroach getting up on me said them happy.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up another chance, another walk, another dance with him. I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her.
Rebel